Right now, though, we move along to our next feature. Now, prospective students who wish to study at a public university or TVET college in 2020 have exactly 9 days left before the closing of the UNISFAS application cycle on November 30, 2019. Now, as part of the intensified application drive, UNISFAS has rolled out a regional town-to-town outreach intervention program to reach out to prospective beneficiaries and students who have not submitted their applications. And I believe UNISFAS will have a walk-in facility at the De La Omar Centre in Rylands on Monday, 25 November 2019, from 9 until 2 p.m. But joining us online to tell us a bit more this morning is Home Affairs Deputy Minister, and that is Fatima Chauhan. Asalaamu Alaikum, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, Tasneem, to you and your listeners. Just to correct you, I'm the former Deputy Minister of Home Affairs.
Shukran for that, and it's Sabira. So just to understand, is it true that the Western Cape still has the lowest number of applications for next year?
Yes, Sabira, you are quite correct. Let me just begin and preface this by just saying that, you know, as a country, we are one of the very few countries in the world where the state offers financial assistance for post-school study. And what we have been advised by UNISFAS is that the Western Cape is lagging behind most provinces in terms of the number of applicants that have applied for this kind of assistance from government. If you look at the stats, you've got the highest number of enrollments in KZN at around 60,000 students for study for next year. We're just talking about this year's application. Mm-hmm. Gauteng at 50,000, no surprise there. But if you look at Limpopo, which is a similar number of households to the Western Cape, they're standing at 40,000 applications, whereas the Western Cape only has around 12,000 applications. So what happened was that we, as the ANC branch in Rylands, engaged UNISFAS on this issue, and we endeavored to work with them to raise awareness of this provincial lag. I think part of the problem, Sabira, is that many people still think that UNISFAS is only available to poor South Africans. Whereas the stated intention by the Department of Higher Education and Training since 2018 has been to provide financial assistance for post-school education and training for both poor and working-class South Africans. Very important. Many working-class families don't think that they qualify or their children qualify for UNISFAS assistance. And this needs to be rectified.
So just as a reminder to our listeners, you know, especially if you have students that are coming from a working class background, you know, what is the total household income, you know, that is looked at when applying for UNISFAS?
Okay, so the means test essentially means that if the total combined income is less than 350,000 per annum, the learner from that household will be able to qualify for UNISFAS assistance. Previously, the combined, and this is prior to 2018, the combined household income was pitched at 122,000. So it's a substantive difference. And quite a few families will fall into this under 350,000 bracket, but they don't realize it. Let me also just say that there is a different bracket if the learner has some kind of disability. If the learner has some kind of disability, that threshold is increased to 600,000 per annum. So you can see already that there are a lot of people who come under this net that probably just don't know that they qualify and therefore self-exclude.
So, of course, you know, once a student or a prospective student applies for UNISFAS, you know, given that UNISFAS accepts the application and the loan is granted, you know, how does payback then work?
Well, I think what happens there is that they're going through a bit of a flux. Whereas previously the monies would get paid directly to the universities, I think more and more the shift is now happening where the money is paid to the students. And I think that this is this sounds a bit strange, but having engaged with the CEO of NSFAS, what they find is that this is a far more efficient way of dealing with some of the bureaucratic hurdles. Because once, of course, you make bulk payments to the university, it's left to the university then to kind of identify where this money is going to go to which student and how much and for what and so on. And that becomes quite a bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah.
Whereas is that what I think they're finding is that if you give the money directly to the students, they then go and they settle their own accounts with the universities and so on. And this is proving to be a lot more efficient and transparent process. But regardless of where the money is spent, the issue is you're not going to get funding if you don't apply. And our efforts are really directed at ensuring that before the deadline of the 30th of November, which is around the corner, really, that as many students who do qualify actually do apply for this assistance. We know that in our communities we have a number of youngsters who, after matric, stay at home and do nothing. And part of the reason for this is because they don't believe that they will be assisted, whereas in fact the threshold is aligned to working class families, and many working class families will in fact qualify.
All right. Now, in terms of those applications, how does one go about applying? And tell us a bit more in terms of the walk-in facility that will be available in Rylands on Monday.
So there is an online facility that people can access immediately, and that is available on www.nsfasonline.co.za, and the application can be done online. If people have problems with the online application, if they have queries, or if they just simply don't have access to computers or smartphones and so on, the walk-in facility will be available on Monday, which is this coming Monday, the 25th of November, from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock at number 2 Himalaya Close, Ryland, which is, of course, the Dalla Umar Center in Ryland.
All right. And any final comment or message that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning?
Let me say that, firstly, let me commend the members of our branch in Rylands who took this initiative and who are really activists in the community. You know, we keep saying that we live in a very unequal society where we have a big gap between the haves and the have-nots. And education is the one thing that will unlock a brighter future, and is the key to ensuring equitable outcomes in society. This is a facility that people have to access education, and it is not an opportunity that should be squandered. I really want to urge every family to ensure that if their learner is sitting at home, even if they haven't written matric this year, they've written matric, you know, in previous years and so on, that instead of sitting home and doing nothing, please come to the Dalla Umar Center on Monday and fill in that application because your future awaits.
Absolutely. Well, Fatima Chan, we thank you for joining us this morning and sharing with us. We do appreciate your time.
Shukran, Tabir.
Only a pleasure. And that was a former Deputy Minister of Home Affairs there, Fatima Jahan, speaking to us this morning in terms of those NSFAS applications. If you would like to apply online or download those required forms, you're more than welcome to head on over to www.nsfasonline.co.za. Alternatively, there will be a walk-in facility at the Dalla Umar Centre at 2 Himalaya Close, Rylands, on Monday, 25 November 2019, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.